This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Yesterday, I spent most of the time of our broadcast of reading to you simply passages from the Bible which show us how to endure patiently in the way God wishes us to do whatever trouble, sorrow, tribulation, or suffering may come into our lives. There are very, very many such passages in the Bible. And I want to spend our time again today in reading more of these passages to you. Will you please write them down so that you may study them for yourself at your leisure, so that you may read them over and over. First of all, listen to these wonderful words from God. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. You see, God knows our weaknesses. He knows every day of our lives just how weak we are, and he knows the strength that we need. That passage is found in Psalms 103, verses 13 and 14. Again, listen to these words from God. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have made me greatly in derision. Yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been thy songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Psalms 119, verses 50 to 54. And again, unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. Psalms 119, verse 92. Again, from the word of God. In the day when I cried, thou answered me, and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Psalms 138, verse 3. Again, a message from God. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. Psalms 147, verse 3. And again, for thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm against the wall. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 4. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Note the wonderful message in that passage. God says to each one of us, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee. Again, another passage. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust him. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Again come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Words of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ found in Matthew chapter 11. Verses 28 to 30. The last passage to which we shall give attention today is found in Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 to 31. And here Jesus says, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. This passage makes clear that God knows every one of us, and if God values the birds of the air, how much more does he value you? May God help you to trust in these wonderful words.